Check your credit report.
Do it yourself.
Manage money.
Your income tax.
Where's your bailout?
Saving for college.
Negotiate the best price.
Where's my supposed to haggle?
Start saving.
Retirement.
Bailout.
Do it yourself.
Where's your bailout?
Do it yourself.
If you have been following our DIY bailout series, that means your financial house is nearly in order. We're in week 9, and our friend and contributor Beth Koblenner is back. She's going to tackle one of the trickiest money issues that is, and that's investing. Hopefully, you've implemented the money saving tips. Maybe you have a little bit left over at this point to start investing, but maybe you're a little bit afraid because of the risks in the stock market right now, especially in light of what happened recently with that 1,000-point dip. So, Beth, after so many people saw their 401ks pretty much crash into the ground, some people are probably very scared about putting their money back into Wall Street.
Right.
And a lot of the volatility lately has really made people nervous.
Absolutely. People are scared. But the fact is, there's a lot of risk in not investing, and people don't realize it. And what I mean is inflation. People don't understand if you don't invest your money, and we're talking about the long haul here. If you don't invest your money, what you're facing is the risk of prices eroding the value of your money. And what I mean by that is, over long periods of time, prices rise. So take a look at something like a diamond. If you bought a diamond in 1970, a 1-carat diamond, it would cost you $2,700, okay?
Right.
But if you bought that same diamond today, it would cost you about $10,000. So if in 1970 you put that $2,700 under your mattress and just left it there, you'd pull out that $2,700 today and you couldn't buy a diamond because it would cost you $10,000.
But what if you put the diamond under your mattress?
Well, that's an interesting question.
I'm just saying, you know, maybe you invested in diamonds and gold instead of the stock market.
However, there's no prediction of what that, you know, there have been periods when diamonds have gone up, but then there are also long periods of time and times when diamonds have gone way down. But if you look at something like a savings account over long periods of time, after you adjust for inflation, savings accounts have gone up just 1%. That's after inflation. But if you look at the stock market, say over the last 35 years, after you adjust for inflation, it's gone up 5%. And that's the point. And of course, nobody knows what the future will bring, but the best guess over long periods of time, a portion of your money should be in the stock market.
Okay, so if I am ready to put at least a portion of my money into the stock market, do I need to go to one of these like do-it-yourself E-Trade? Or how do I do it? What's the what's the wisest, safest way where I'm not going to get heart failure every time I see the Dow Jones dip?
Right. Well, first of all, keep in mind, you cannot trade on the market. The people who try to, you know, when the market dips, buy or sell, those people lose money by definition because of transaction costs. Every time you buy and sell, you're often spending money to do that and you lose. But the smartest thing to do is keep in mind the notion of diversification. And what that means is not putting all your money into one place. If you buy one stock, you're buying ownership of one company and your fate rests with that company. So you want to diversify. The idea is going with something called a mutual fund, which is basically a bunch of people pool their money together and they don't just buy one stock, but they buy hundreds of different stocks. And there's two types of mutual funds, an actively managed one where somebody picks and chooses stocks and you pay that person who picks and chooses stocks a fee. Or there's something called a passively managed mutual fund or an index fund where instead of somebody picking and choosing stocks, you're basically having someone put the money into something called an index, which is like the S&P 500 index. And you're not picking and choosing, and it's a lot cheaper for you because the thing that a lot of people don't know are these cheap mutual funds, these passive index funds, on average do just as well as the actively managed funds. So why should you put money into something that costs you more and does worse? Right. You shouldn't go with these S&P 500 index funds. You can get them at Schwab, Vanguard.
Right.
That's the way to go.
Okay, so budget investing, that appeals to me. But I'll tell you something else that I really like and use is something like the Green Century Funds, where you can kind of invest in a mutual fund, which also philosophically appeals for me. And in my particular case, I'm investing in something that's going to end up helping the environment. What do you think about those?
You know, there's a lot now about socially conscious mutual funds because people are concerned. They want to invest in something that doesn't, you know, harm the environment, something that doesn't harm children. And, you know, there's a lot of controversy about that because whose social conscience are you following and what criteria is the company using? But if that's important to people, you can still invest in a company that doesn't charge you high fees but still has those screens for you. You know, the average active managed mutual fund charges you 1.27%, and a low-cost fund could charge you 0.18%. It doesn't seem like a big deal.
That seems pretty big.
If you do that over 35 years, what you basically lose is $40,000. You know, it doesn't sound like a populist idea, oh, mutual fund expense. But what people have to realize, for the average person who has a little bit of money to save, you must pay attention to those expenses. Go with these index funds over 30-year periods. Right now, if you look, those index funds beat the average actively managed mutual fund. And this is something that people need to pay attention to.
Right. But before you invest, this is one thing tip you told me, and I think it's smart, is before you invest, you need to
pay off your debt.
Yeah.
You need to set up a 6 months savings cushion. You have to pay off your high rate
credit
card debt.
Right, have 6 months of salary socked away.
6 months of savings socked away in a super safe place. Oh, and make sure to max out of your 401k
with matching funds.
Okay. Absolutely.
Always great, sensible advice from Beth Koblenz, takeaway contributor, author of Get a Financial Life. Thanks, Beth.
My pleasure. I am so proud of you. You have learned so much.
I have.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.